All right, so welcome again. Welcome back to Point of View. Again, my name is Ashlyn Hargrave, and this is episode 2. We're still rolling. I definitely appreciate the support on the first one. Special thanks to my guest, Quentin, from the first one as well. I appreciate all of you guys embarking on this journey. It's, like I said, will be a fun one, so we're going to keep rolling on that. Do want to give a special shout out to TeamFitnessNation.com. Definitely check them out for your fitness apparel, your training, and nutritional needs. Sounds like I'm getting paid to say that. I'm really not, but shouts out to them. Definitely want to go ahead and get into the first topic, or the topic of the day, I guess I should say, the DUF, the designated ugly fat friend. Now, originally, I had no idea, you know, about this concept or the fact that it was a movie. My roommate told me about it. I don't even know that she knows it's a movie, but it is an interesting topic nonetheless. Before I get too far in, though, I do want to throw out a disclaimer for all of our sensitive and soft-hearted folks out here, that this is a rude topic, essentially. I mean, there's an element of judgment that is involved whenever you are calling someone fat and or ugly. So chill, pull your panties up, because we're not trying to, you know, come for anybody's neck. It's just, we're gonna keep it real. So it's a great segue to introduce my guest. The way that we know each other is more or less unmentionable. So, Chris Hooper, he is here with me today.
That's a terrible segue too.
I just feel like you're going to be probably more raw than I am on this topic. So it's a great segue. So
here's this a-hole, Chris. Got it.
I mean, you know, you have your ways. It's cool. But yeah, so he, is here with me, and, definitely special thanks to him for helping me make this episode 2 pop. So to jump right in, like I said, the DUF is a movie. That's legitimately what it's called. It does stand for the acronym, the Designated Ugly Fat Friend. It came out in 2015. It's supposed to be like a teen comedy. It was written by Josh Kagan, and it was based off of a book by Cody Keplinger. So definitely, I mean, if you're interested, read it. It's like a basically Caucasian teen white film, so not really sure how much our adult selves would be interested in that, but either way,
so Netflix?
Probably on Netflix. I mean it came out in 2015. I'd like to think so. So yeah, I don't know, it may be cool. The Asian dude from what's that movie, Hangover, is in it, so okay. I mean, yeah, it could be kind of funny. So, but spoiler alert, really quick, just to give you the context of the movie. It's basically about three girls who live in Atlanta. One is not as popular as the other two. And apparently this guy at a party points out the fact that she's the DUF of her group. So she's definitely upset, obviously. That's like a low blow. Like, well, dang, you ain't have to call me out in the party. He goes on to explain to her that just because she's a DUF doesn't mean that she's fat or ugly, more or less that she's just less popular and more accessible than the other two girls, which is still, in my opinion, a low blow. Like, still rude, like, but whatever. So he goes on, you know, and the movie kind of like brings out the point that people exploit the DUF supposedly to kind of get to the popular people. So in the movie, the guy kind of like helps her change her social status, blah de blah, and whatever, you know, shopping montage, moving on, blah blah blah. So the movie definitely isn't like a high school text. So that's why I really don't want to dwell too much on it, because we're not in high school. So some of those things are a little more on the childish tip. But Chris, when you look at a group of girls, is it typically pretty easy to spot the DUF of the
yes.
group?
Yes.
I mean, I guess the only reason why I ask is because I feel like it wouldn't necessarily be as hard if she's not always fat and ugly. She just may be less popping, I guess. Like, I mean, you may not know right away. Like, you may have to talk to one or two of them, or maybe talk to the wrong one and be like, dang, like,
I hate to be so shallow, but I really do.
So you know, that's what you're saying, you know?
Yeah, I've experienced plenty of DUFs.
Oh my.
I got some buddies that are some DUFs.
Okay, well, at least you acknowledge that some of your friends ain't got it. But... Oh my. Well, okay. And we can definitely get into that a little bit later. So, I mean, the whole conversation makes me think of this whole, like, taking one for the team idea. Pretty much outside of high school, I feel like it's really only relevant whenever, you know, you have, like, your group of friends and it's four y'all and you see four girls and, you know, there's always a situation where at least two people get stuck with, like, the dud. Yeah, like, the dud. And you're like, well, dang. And let me briefly explain, because I do have some older people who listen to the podcast. I mean, taking one for the team, essentially, is just... I don't even know how to, like, explain it to where it would make sense. But I guess just in letting your friend get what they got to get from whoever they seeking out, and you just along for the ride to keep their ugly friend company, basically, while so they don't get in the way. I feel like it's normally like a guy on girl type thing, like, you know, girlfriends be like, oh, I'm not leaving my home girl.
That is the longest time period of your life if you get ever stuck with the dove.
Like, I ain't leaving my home girl, so, and then you gotta, like, entertain her or whatever. Like, you be trying to finesse that conversation. I'm sure it's not fun.
How many times I refresh my Twitter and my Instagram and I'm stuck with
the dub. While you're trying to you be trying to offer her a drink, you thirsty, you good, like, you trying to be extra nice. I think I could probably recall a situation or two where somebody was definitely just trying to, like, appease me while my friend was like, whatever. And I was like, listen, you really don't have to talk to me. Like, I can just sit here. Like, I got some data left. Like, AT&T ain't stripped me of it yet. I'm good. Like, you don't even have to try to talk to me because I can see straight through that. But, So, with that being said, Chris, I definitely need to know, like, have you ever had to take one for the team?
Unfortunately. Very, very unfortunately.
I mean, is it ever, you ever come out as friends afterwards? Or, like, it's always just mad awkward and, like, you move on like it never happened?
I'm usually sitting there thinking about what's in my fridge. Or, like, sometimes it's a good conversation, though. Sometimes it's very good conversation, but... Wrap it up, like.
Oh my God, not wrap it up. Oh gosh, well.
Time has never moved so slow.
Oh God. Well, I mean, and as far as the whole group setting thing, there's also kind of the thing to be said about the whole ugly friend effect or whatever. So we'll definitely touch on that later. But now on the flip side, Chris, have you ever kind of been in a situation where you couldn't holler at a girl, and I'm using holler very loosely, but I feel like that's the only way to make it universal. But yeah, have you ever, like, not been able to holler at someone because your boys is like, nah, I'm not taking one for the team tonight, bro. Like, we not doing that tonight.
No. I mean, it's a bro code. Like, somebody has to do that. Like, somebody has to take that.
That's so ridiculous. I would so be that friend, like, no, we not doing that. No.
I got a wild story about that, too, but...
Share. No, you no, need to share.
You said your parents listen to this.
No, wow. No. Wow. No, you need to share. You need to share. I'm all here for it.
I feel like I'm going to be judged so bad.
What do you mean? Half the people listening to this podcast probably don't even know who you are.
So, there was one time in the past. I won't say when, but in the past. Me and two of my friends, we went to this massage parlor.
Oh, that sounds... He's doing the quotes with his two fingers right now, people.
The happy ending parlor, maybe? Totally wasn't my idea. Totally wasn't my idea. So, you know, they come in one by one. You gotta just fill them out, see who's gonna be with who.
Oh, God.
The bad one comes in. Okay. The next one comes in. And then, oh my God, she was hurt. Hideous. Oh my God.
How'd she even get a job there? Okay, go ahead.
Disgusting. So, I looked at them. I'm not doing it. Stick the deaf friend with the deaf one of us. And it's good. And it's good.
True. That is, I can't. Like, I feel like she shouldn't even be allowed to work there. Like, I guess, that, you know, to each his own.
This was in Charlotte, too, actually.
It was in Charlotte? Oh, God. I can't. I don't even want to know about things like that that are happening. Charlotte disappoints me by the day.
It's a thing. It's not only in Asia. It's a thing.
Oh my God. I mean, I really only thought it was in movies that it was like a legal thing. Like, I'm sure it's not legal. It can't be.
Yeah, it's pretty legal.
Oh gosh. Well, anyway, so another thing I kind of think of when it comes to this whole, like, you know, taking one for the team and whatever, and this whole ugly friend concept is, you know, when they talked about how the Duff is less popular and more accessible. So, I think probably more so in college, I guess you could probably reflect back to this, but, you know, there's this whole thing with, especially with girls, kind of just dating somebody for the quote unquote free meal. I saw a meme earlier about it. Like, you know, you think dinner's going great. You look at her Instagram and she, like, you know, hashtag free meal. And I feel like, I guess guys on the flip side, I guess it would just be about sex, I'm assuming. Like, I don't know.
I have morals. Don't look at me.
I'm looking to you for the guy general opinion, I guess. I mean, I don't really know how many other situations guys use girls outside of sex. So, unless she can cook.
I mean, I have heard that the Duff is usually a little more talented than the Unduff.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta have you gotta have these, like, whether it's a character trait or a skill that balance out your face. Like, you know, you gotta have this, like, this balance here. That's the only way you've survived this far, I feel like, as an ugly friend. Like, you gotta be popping. Like, her head game is everything.
Do you know you're the Duff, though? You gotta know that.
Well, it depends.
You have to know that.
Because think about it. Sometimes, like, I know some people where, like, there's like three or four of them that hang out and they all relatively look the same. So, like, all of y'all are like bare minimum at best. Like, you know what I'm saying? So maybe you think that if you hang out with people that look like you, that somebody can't be losing. I feel like that's like that. I'm not putting that past anybody. Like, they're out here thinking that for sure. Now, I myself have certainly, like, there's a few people that I know that I'm like, I'm not going to that party with you because you look about 1, 2, 3 times better than me. And I'm good on that. Like, yeah, no, you got to pay attention to your surroundings. Like, I got some real cute friends. Shouts out to y'all. But some of them are like on that unattainable status. And I'm like, look, my hair ain't done this week. Like, I'm not going nowhere with you. It's not happening. It's real.
I mean, that's different. Like, your hair's not done. I understand that.
But still, though, I mean, like, their just natural aura is just popping. Like, and, like, no, I gotta try. So, no, we're not doing that. Like, definitely. Especially, like, if you in the, like, I'm about to get a number tonight. You know what I'm saying? You got the whole mindset. You don't gonna go out with somebody that look like Megan Good and you out here looking regular. Like, you just don't do that. It's not a thing. Like, I'm very self-aware, though. I'm pretty sure these girls out here with all the confidence in the world,
Are you telling me you've been duffed?
I have. I don't hang out with, like, the same people everywhere I go, so I have certainly been duffed.
Duff is a wild term, by the way. Like,
it is. Duff. It's so wild. But, I mean, I think it would be crazy for me to say that, like, I've never been in a situation where I was the duff. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. I mean,
that's mad.
I'm just saying, like, I would be kidding myself if I was like, oh nah, I'm always the baddest in the group. I mean, like,
how did that work out, though?
I mean, it just depends on where you're going. Cause I mean, like, say for example, if the Duff is in a relationship, like, she don't care, probably. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's probably all kinds of situations where, like, you don't care to be in that situation, but I don't know. You just gotta pick your friends. You gotta pick who's going. Like, well, we should invite such and such. Just for safekeeping. Like,
I definitely have certain friends that I invite for certain situations.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yeah. You got the friend that always drives. You got the friend that always offers to pay for the Uber. And you got the ugly friend. It's kind of...
We off that Uber. Lyft everywhere.
Oh my gosh. Whichever. Same thing. They're like interchangeable. But whichever one's not surging at 2:00 in the morning. So, yeah, because we paid like $44 for an Uber on Friday. And I was like, what's that? Like, we did get in a Suburban, though, and he had strobe lights.
You got the XL, that's why.
But that was the only thing available. We couldn't. But anyways, super off on a tangent. But either way, so would you say, guys, I guess, because I know girls, I'm not going to say me, but I know people who are all about the free meals. But I assume that it's pretty much just sex for guys. Like, I don't see them being like, you know what, but we always talk about Shakespeare when we together. So, you know, she cool. Like, I'm gonna hang out with her regardless. Like, I don't see. I feel like you gotta have something.
Yeah.
Okay. So then in that case, I do want to bring up, and I talked in the last podcast about The Atlantic. So again, if you don't read, you need to start reading, because what the crap are you doing? But anyways, it was written by James Hamlin, and it was called the cheerleader effect. So pretty much why people look more beautiful in groups. And the idea was that our disproportionalities in our faces essentially tend to average out amongst a group of faces. So basically, we look less weird when we're with like two or more people. So Drew Walker and Edward Full of University of California, San Diego did a 5 experiments where people basically rated other people on their attractiveness in pictures. Some were in group pictures and some were alone. And pretty much in every case, men and women alike, people in groups got higher ratings. So essentially, like I said, that's called the cheerleading effect. And fun fact, it's in Urban Dictionary. So check it out. It's a real thing when it's in Urban Dictionary at this point. Okay. So yeah, but Chris, I mean, what are your thoughts on that? You feeling like groups making people look better out here?
That's a fact. I roll with it.
Really?
I roll with it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm rolling with it.
Because I don't know. I don't feel like, because I'm standing beside someone else, that we all look relatively okay, I guess. I mean, if it's dark enough, maybe. Like, there's too many factors I feel like that could skew that completely.
I'm totally rolling with it. Yeah, for sure.
What? Okay, fine. But see,
I'm trying to picture some groups in my head. That's why I was like, I'm trying to.
No, well, see, my only thing is, and the same group that did that research on the cheerleader effect pretty much did the same research on the ugly friend effect, which, you know, basically, obviously, everybody knows about the ugly friend effect. You know, you hang out with ugly people to make yourself look better. That's a thing, unfortunately. But, which is, like, basically the underlying point of the duff. But anyways, I mean, with that being said, with the ugly friend effect and the cheerleading effect hand in hand, nobody's really losing, I guess, because if you ugly, the people around you making you look better, and if you, you know, and whatever. So I don't know, nobody's losing. Ugly people should just hang out with everybody, because they're just out here. But
some cool ugly people.
I mean, yeah, they're cool. And I mean, God, you gotta be. You have to be.
Great personalities.
You have to have a great personality.
They always the ones turned up at the party.
Right. They're the ones who buy the liquor, who buy you drinks, who buy your cookout afterwards.
Facts.
They with it. They're with it.
Man, support Team Duff, man.
They got all the J's. They're with it. They know how
to.
I can't. Which, it brings me to, as an aside, the whole ugly girl finesse. Like, you, some point in your middle school, high school life, you realize that you're ugly. Some people, you know, take it and like get real depressed. Some people build confidence and like, we gonna make this shake.
How do you know that, though?
You have to know. Like, in middle school, like when we were younger, people were so like cut and dry. Like, you ain't it. Like, get out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people would straight tell you. Now people like try to side cut you on Twitter or whatever. But like back then, when Twitter wasn't it, and when Facebook and all that, like, well, when we were in middle school anyway, you know, whatever. Like, wasn't nobody writing you no letters in sixth grade, so you knew you wasn't it, like, period. Like, so at some point you realize that you're not all that, and then you realize that you've got these flaws that people don't care for. And they're like, so then you have to take this moment and think, okay, well, I'm about to be popping. Like, I'm about to have all the new outfits, all the Forever 21 fits, all the J's. Like,
and
I'm about
glow
to
glow up.
Right? I'm about to get my hair done, every 2 weeks, nails done. Like, I got to be cool with everybody. Like, Chick-fil-A on me in the mornings. Like, what you want for breakfast?
You can still be hurt from that, though. Like,
you can, but like, I just feel like people have less of a reason to like outcast you if you are useful in other ways. Yeah. If you bring laughter to the room, if you bring in food to the room, like, if you can dress, you just so happened to in the face be ugly. Like, you can still ride, you can still come, you at least got dressed, you know what I'm saying? But you just, and you know, you just hurt in the face or whatever. And I don't even really want to bring size into the matter because everybody finesses weight differently. So like, I don't even want to touch on that because that's like a whole other podcast. Like, wait, no, that's a whole other podcast.
What does the DUF stand for?
I mean, it is a designated ugly fat friend, but it doesn't have to mean that you're completely ugly or like completely overweight. Because I mean, you could be like an 8 and everybody else around you is a 2 and then you're like the fat one. But that's not even really like, that's, you're not fat,
you're
at that
beautiful
point,
baby.
Right, I mean, yeah, everybody's beautiful, but because Jesus created you, shout out to Jesus. But anyway, neither here or there, there's still the ugly girl finesse, and you know when you ugly and you know when you need to like be nice. Like, you can't have like my type of personality and be like but ugly. Like, they'd be like, yo, you are too rude, like you need to take your 10 to a 2 immediately. So no, but
pick your struggle.
Yeah, pick your struggle. That is such a, oh my God, hashtags for this podcast. Pick your struggle. Because really, in real life, you really can't be fat and ugly. Like, you got to be a pretty fat girl if it's really popping like that. But that's neither here nor there.
This is so terrible.
I know. That's why I gave the disclaimer. Like, please do not be sensitive because I love everybody. But I'm saying, like, it's some popping big girls and it's some really nice ugly people. I'm just saying, reality is... people talking about you probably behind your back, period. I don't care. And we just out here podcasting about it. So you take it how you please. And of course, most people, like, I feel like at this age, like, their confidence level is high enough to where they're like, they ain't talking about me. I'm like, okay, we talking about you, but okay. We gonna let you have that.
Wipe that makeup off, baby. Come right, back to reality.
Right. Like, we gonna let you have that. Because, of course, this is not about you, boo. But anyway, so Chris, as a guy... and I just will let you speak for all guys in this particular situation. How do you feel about girls who strategically plan and purposely hang out with the ugly girls?
Your confidence ain't there at all.
I feel that.
I mean, if I need to hang around with a bunch of 2s to look like a 9, I'm really probably a 6.
True.
Truly a 6. I mean, what are you getting out of that?
Yeah. No, you're right.
And then you're throwing your friends to the wolves.
Right. Yeah.
You set them up for failure, so it is.
Right. And I mean, I can't imagine, like, I've always had this idea that, like, guys are not out here approaching, like, females when they with, like, a pack of ducks. Like, because that means that, I mean, because if you with them now, like, you're probably always with them. We can't never have no type of group activities. We just always hang around with these... Fuddy duddies. So, because, like, I just be making up words as I go. But really, like, I was trying to stop calling them ugly and fat. So, fuddy duddies is...
I'm not calling anybody else ugly.
Yeah, no. Gotta take the ugly down a notch. I don't even know what an alternative word, like... She's nice. Like, everybody just goes to the default, like, she's nice. Like, what does her being nice have to do with her way she looks? Like, that is... We're talking about apples and oranges.
She's straight.
Straight? Is that what... Straight is one of those words you use when you would still probably smash, though. So is straight really what you want to put there as a... as, like, an alternative to ugly? I feel like not.
I mean, she...
What? Grunts. We, like, left words out of the equation completely. Like, what? Okay. Like I said, ugly. Basically, you don't even have anything else to say about it besides just...
She's a grenade,
just...
bruh.
Oh my, I can't. I'm really sorry for anybody who doesn't have great self-esteem, because you're probably like already have cut the podcast off at this point. Like, you've probably already been like, I'm not listening to any more podcasts. Like, forget her and her whole setup. I'm over her. It's wild. But yeah, I mean, either way, the whole DUF concept is ridiculous. I think everybody out here should just not, just don't surround yourself with DUFs. It's not becoming of you or your friendship. I feel like at a point, like, you know that somebody's like, you know, they're using you, girl. Like,
is that where catfish came from?
No, catfish? I don't think so. I mean, it could probably loosely be related, but probably not so much. I mean,
most of the catfishes are duffs, I would say.
Well, yeah, most catfishes are duffs. So maybe it could be like a kind of a turnaround. Like, you realized that you were a duff or the duff.
Yeah.
And then you were like, you know what? I'm going to use somebody else's picture to be popping out here, I guess.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, at that point, there's like all kinds of like mental health issues, because watching that show just makes me want to like throw the TV, right. Because they just, those people suck. Like, they just suck. And then, but I mean, at the same time, you're dumb for like talking to somebody that long online, and like, I don't know. That's like a whole nother podcast. I thought about, you know, touching on that, because online dating is like a whole other beast, and like, people just be out here being reckless.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you 6 foot on your profile, but when we meet you, you 5'6". Oh, okay. Like, we weren't gonna see you. That's okay, great.
I'm part of 6'5" Twitter, by the way.
Are you really that tall?
I'm 6 foot.
Oh, okay. Just cool. Good talk. Great. Well, on that note, I'll just keep on moving. Shouts out to Chris and his part of 6'5". I don't even know what that is. Like,
that's a thing.
Okay. Shouts out to that. Well, anyways, I've done enough. We've done enough in general talking about these ugly people. So as the episode comes to a close, definitely reach out to me. Let me know your duff stories. I want to hear your take one for the team stories. If they're good enough, they may even end up on the podcast, because I can imagine that some of you folks have been hemmed up in some interesting situations. So definitely let me know about that. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram. I know my Instagram name now. I wrote it on my paper here. It's AMH_HNIC. Hilarious. So that's a thing. And then of course Snapchat, TGI Ashlyn, which is always full of selfies pretty much. So probably you really shouldn't follow me, because nothing's there. But anyways, so there's that. Did you want to shout out your information? Or are you good?
We can plug it.
Go ahead and plug it then, you know.
IG _ legendary. That's legend and then dairy.
Oh, God.
Put together.
Oh, Jesus.
Snapchat, legendary06. I hate to be that guy, but Legendary06.
Right. I actually did. We didn't even mention the fact that you were Greek. I feel like it's a running trend on my podcast that people are college educated and Greek. So shouts out to you. I got an ice cold outfit in the building. Anywho, so yeah, make sure to subscribe on iTunes for Android people. I apologize. I just do. I don't have anything else to say, but I'm sorry. Google Play is doing its own thing. And I don't know. I'm working on it still. That's all I got for you. So I will continue to have links to my actual blog site with the links to the podcast on my Facebook as well as Instagram. So don't be lazy. You just literally like just one click to the website and one click to the podcast. So continue to do that. And then, of course, big thanks to Chris for doing this with me. And stay tuned for the next topic. Obviously, I never really want to release any dates, because then I will never put it out on that date. But we will be talking about the whole concept of ghosting. So definitely some more elements of online dating and real life type stuff in that episode as well. For that podcast, I will actually have my first female guest. So stay tuned for that release of that special person as well. And again, thanks so much for listening. We shall catch you next time.